Let's get to the phones right now. Waiting on hold from the Today Show, my girl Kathy Lee Gifford. How are you, Kathy?
Hello, my dear friend. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to speak with you this morning. So,
you too.
You've written a new kid's book. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Another day, another book, you know.
I love it. And great title, too. The Gift That I Can Give. Great message.
Yeah.
Just for kids, by the way. Where'd you get this idea?
You know what? A year ago, I wrote, along with a friend of mine, David Pomerantz, a brilliant composer, we did a children's CD, half an hour of a musical, actually, about David and Goliath, called The Little Giant. And the last song on that CD is a song called What Is Your Stone? Meaning, you know, David had every gift in him already in his mother's womb before he ever fought his giant. He already had every gift he would ever need. He'd already beaten lions and bears. People think that the miracle of David and Goliath is that a shepherd boy could defeat this mighty giant. But that's not the story at all. The story is that David had every gift because God knew what he was going to need, and he gave it to him in his mother's womb. He just developed it as he got older. And we were asking our children the wrong question when we say, what do you want to be when you grow up? We should ask our children, what has God already created you to be, and how can you partner with him becoming that? What is your stone? Where will you throw it? What is your gift? How will you know it? What is the one thing that you can do that no one else can do but you? What is your stone? Hold on, I'm going to open a door for a little lady in a walker. Hold on. Let me help you here, ma'am. Go right ahead. Let me get up there and help you in. You know what? Can you? Uh-oh, let me get the other side of the door. Mario, I'm sorry, but this little lady
Take
is struggling
your time.
With the door. Here you go, sweetheart. Thank you. You bet. You bet. You're welcome. So the question is, what is your stone? And we should be asking our kids that. So my publisher said, Kathy, will you just write a little children's book based on that concept? So it wrote itself, obviously, because I'd already done the musical. So it's based on that. That every child is unique. The first letter in the word unique is you. God went to a lot of trouble to make snowflakes. Every one of them is different.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine how much more trouble he went to make us human beings, his greatest, he calls us his masterpiece in Scripture. So I just want children to know that they're God's masterpiece. In this world where everybody bullies and everybody puts you down and everybody makes you feel small and different, God says, yeah, I made you different. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. We were made to fit in. We're made to stand out.
That's a beautiful, that was
be
a beautiful
the most
message.
Unique
yeah.
you can be, because God created you for that.
I agree. You know, it's funny because I was at Mass yesterday, as a matter of fact, and there was a similar message. And this book, coincidentally, is filed under Christian, but it applies to people of any faith, wouldn't you say?
Oh, gosh, yes. And we just say God in it, you know, and I don't tell other people how to worship or who to. If they ask me who I worship, I tell them the Lord Jesus Christ. But I don't superimpose my faith on other people. If they're interested, I'm happy to share. I don't think I have the right to do that.
Love that, Kathy. Love that about you, too. Let's talk about your movie, Love Me to Death.
Actually, we've changed. The name is different now. We've rewritten. The title now is called Then Came You.
Then Came
and
You.
And it's a brand new song that we wrote, that Brett James and I wrote. New title song, Then Came You.
Oh, what prompted the change of the title?
Because I was in Scotland and we were 2 weeks away from finishing the movie, wrapping it. And I wrote the script, the screenplay. So I came up with it. I can't give away why, but I was staying in a place that inspired me beyond words. I rewrote the ending of the movie. I went for a 5-hour walk, hike, prayer meeting in the Scottish Highlands. And
wow.
this song came to me called Then Came You, and I sent it to Brett, and he put it to music, and it's a classic song. He sings it in the movie, and you'll understand when you see the movie why I changed it. It just was a gift from God, I'll tell you.
Wow.
And Craig Ferguson's so brilliant in this movie. I knew he'd be hysterical. I wrote the movie for him. I knew he'd be hysterically funny. I had no idea that he would be crushingly moving as a dramatic actor.
Craig's,
oh my gosh, he's such a movie star.
Craig's a great guy and very funny, and happens to be from Scotland. You not only wrote the screenplay, you're starring opposite Craig, how was that? And I imagine the chemistry obviously worked from the get.
It was, well, that's why I wrote it. He hosted with me the Today Show for a week when Hoda was on maternity leave, and it was the most explosive television I'd ever done in 35 years.
Wow.
And he said the same thing. We went to lunch afterwards, and we said, we got to find a way to harness this. So I ended up writing this film for him, and you'll see, it's a love letter to Craig. It just is. I just have such respect for him. We became such dear friends through the 6 weeks of shooting all on location in Scotland with 175 member crew, all Scottish, all UK. I was the only American actress in the whole film. We have Elizabeth Hurley is in it, and a brilliant man named Ford Kiernan, who's one of the top comedic actors in all of the UK. Just brilliant. And it was truly the greatest professional experience of my entire career.
So,
there's no question. That's all I want to do is keep making movies in Scotland with Craig. That's it.
Well, it's so cool that you were able to make this film and do the Today Show, and the way you balanced your time. And you just mentioned you'd like to possibly continue doing other films. Is that possible? Is that something you want to look into?
Oh yeah, no, that's all in my contract now. I was planning on leaving the show about a year and a half ago to do films, because that's all I've ever wanted to do, and I'm running out of time to do them. And NBC was so gracious, and they said, Kathy, we'll let you make your films. We'll promote them. We'll be with you all the way.
That's great.
I am so blessed. Yeah, I just finished my first Hallmark movie called it's called A God Wink Christmas. It's the first in a series of movies that I'm executive producing along with my friend Squire Rushnell and his wife Louise Duarte, based on his books, the God Wink books, based on real people's stories of how you have a situation in your life that just seems like it's too good to be true. It's too coincidental. It couldn't happen. And those are not coincidences. I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe anything is random. I believe God meets us divinely appointed moments where his divinity and our humanity just crisscross one another. And that's a God wink. He sees us. He sees us. He's a personal God, and he loves us.
I love that expression.
So we just shot the first one. It turned out just great. So that's November 18th, a Sunday evening at 9 o'clock, I think, on Hallmark.
Congratulations. A God wink. I love that.
God wink. Yeah. So much going on. It's an exciting time. You know what? It's an exciting time to be a senior citizen and a woman, let me tell you.
Man, boy, do you pull it off. And what are you dressing as for Halloween?
Not allowed to tell. This is the first time that we always keep it a secret until the day of, but this is the first year we've kept it a secret from one another.
Oh.
So I don't know what Hoda is. She doesn't know what I am. We're all going to be surprised that day.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Every one of us.
That's going to be fun. And what about Thanksgiving and Christmas? Are you going to be hosting dinner?
Thanksgiving's at home in Connecticut, and Christmas we go to our place in the Keys. And then I start writing this. I've already started writing the sequel to Then Came You. So I'm a third of the way through that.
Wow.
Then we'll start writing more songs for it. And we have investors in it that want to do five or six more movies based on these same characters. So I am a blessed woman right now. Very blessed.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. They're so busy. And congratulations on everything,
Thank
Kathy.
Thank you, honey. Thank
I hope
you.
I get
you
to
give
see
those babies
soon.
A smooch for me.
Will do. And meanwhile, The Gift That I Can Give is available wherever you get books. And you can follow her on Instagram at Kathy L. Gifford. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, Mario, God bless you, honey. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye. On with Mario Lopez.